Performance artist and sculptor Chris Burden died last week of cancer. He was 69. Today, his final completed work opens to the public at the Los Angeles County Museum of Art, or LACMA. NPR's Mondalit Del Barco reports.
Hovering in LACMA's Resnick Pavilion is Chris Burden's 40-foot-long airship, a bullet-shaped balloon filled with helium. Its hand-built motor propels it around the gallery in a 60-foot-wide circle.
Amazing to see this floating, delicate object. The piece is super ethereal.
Michael Govan is the museum's director and CEO.
That kind of delicacy, the propeller spinning just enough to push it through the air, and even its slowness makes it that much more an object of meditation. You can really meditate on it as it goes in a circle.
Burden's creation is an ode to a lighter-than-air dirigible designed and built by Alberto Santos Dumont. The Brazilian-born inventor is considered an aviation pioneer. In 1901, 2 years before the Wright brothers' first flight, Santos Dumont sailed his hydrogen-filled balloon around the Eiffel Tower. Govan says Santos Dumont experimented for years and finally proved it possible to navigate through the air.
The idea that you try and fail and try and fail and have an imagination is very much Chris Burden, the artist. I think he saw in Santos Dumont a bit of himself having ideas and an imagination and tenacity, and also that kind of joy of achievement.
This is the same artist who started out using his own body for performance pieces, from walking across broken glass to being shot in the arm. Burden later became a sculptor, creating an installation of antique street lamps that welcomes visitors to LACMA.
He always had ideas. Some of them so crazy, crazy wackadoodle ideas, but others like, okay, that could work.
Katie Lucas was Chris Burden's assistant and studio manager. She says he always was collecting objects to use for his art, toy trains, lamps, engine parts.
He had a fantasy of building a Zeppelin and sitting on the bottom of it and tootling around in Topanga in his Zeppelin, cruising along. There goes Chris in his little Zeppelin.
John Biggs is a machinist Burden hired to build the blimp, which took many attempts to realize. He recalls what Burden said once when the engine failed.
I was like, you know, I'm sorry I wasted everybody's time. And he's like, no, John, this is a journey. We're on a path. And I was like, oh my God, somebody who finally gets it. It's getting there. Could be even more fun than actually being there.
Chris Burden's Ode to Santos Dumont will be on display at LACMA through June 21st. Mondalit Del Barco, NPR News.